I'm Lisa Sinkowicz. I am a co-marshal for the 232nd Bristol 4th of July celebration.
My name is Gail Perella. I am a co-owner of Gill's Appliance with my sister Lisa. We both were chosen for the chief marshals.
As Maggie wants to get up and introduce herself.
She's like, my name's Maggie.
My name is Maggie. I'm a 3-year-old Labradoodle.
What were each of your reactions when you were asked to be co-chief marshals?
I was just a little nervous because I don't like public speaking and being looked like, you know, just being in the center of attention. So that part's been getting adjusted to. But I mean, we were just so excited because since kids, we've been going to all the 4th of July celebrations. We've known, we've been in Bristol all our lives. So I've always lived here. My sister, we've grew up here, going to the parades, and with past chief marshals, they were friends of our family. So that part too was just humbling, just to be considered and be asked to be, you know, part of that group of people that have been past chief marshals.
We don't think we're worthy. You know, we're just not that kind of people. But when discussing it, we thought, you know, this is a great way to honor our parents who have since passed and their contributions they've made to the community and our contributions, our family's contributions. And so we're really excited, you know, we accepted the honor with much excitement and we were really humbled and it's just been an incredible journey.
What does this title mean to each of you?
As children, we would attend the patriotic exercises with my dad because he did all the sound work for the 4th of July committee back in the day. And we attended that with him for many, many years. And so I would always sit there as a child and look up and, you know, see the governors and the senators and all of the dignitaries and be like, wow, you know, those are really important people. And, you know, they've done so many good things in our society, and now we're going to be sitting up there. So it's going to be a little, I know it's going to be moving.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think it's going to be happy and sad, because happy just because of the honor and the excitement and just everything that, you know, with the veterans and just being around all these people just celebrating our independence and all of that. And then on top of it, missing our parents, like wishing our parents were here with us. My mom passed away 4 years ago. My dad passed away 8 years ago. And even though we have all of our aunts and uncles with us who are very happy for us and are going to also be marching with us, it's sad just that we're not going to have them here to do it. But we know that they'll be with us in spirit, marching down on the red, white, and blue line.
You two are the first pair of sisters to be co-chief marshals. Mm-hmm. So how does that feel, that you guys are essentially making history?
Yeah, I mean, that's exciting. I mean, it's definitely the first, and also there weren't that many women, I think, that were chief marshals in the past. I believe it was like around 6. So just being, you know, a woman is, you know, an honor, and being sisters just makes it even that much better. Just like I said, it's made it so much more fun. I'm enjoying it, I think, more just because I have her with me, and she's made it fun and easy too for me. So it's been great.